You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening and so excited about the live music that we're about to bring you. We've got two bands tonight, but it's going to be a lot easier transition than you're used to because... sneak peek, here's the hot tip. It's two bands in one. We'll explain what that means here in a second. We'll tell you all about that. But first, we are going to hear some live music from our first band of the evening. Really excited. This is their first time on the show as this band, so to speak. We're gonna find out the story behind what they've got going on here in just a little while. But first, we're gonna hear some live music from The Terrifying Experience. Take it away, you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Julia, for having us on Kaleidoscope tonight. We really appreciate it. And hello, WYSO. Hello, everybody. Thanks for having us. I wanted to say, Julia, you look kind of rebellious tonight. I'm wondering, what are you rebelling against?
What you got, Mitch?
Here's what we got. Don't Hide Your Love. Called Shake It, Steal It. Shake it. feel it. Shake it. Then steal it. All right. Ah, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Out on the street, looking for someone to meet. Yeah, yeah. You don't care. Going nowhere. Trying to find a party somewhere. You gotta shake it if you're gonna make it. Yeah, yeah. Shake it. Steal it. Shake it, steal it, all right, ah, yeah, uh-huh. Shake it, steal it, shake it, then steal it, all right, ah, yeah, uh-huh. Shake it, steal it, baby.
The Terrifying Experience live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Will you guys do a couple more for us?
Yeah. Hell yeah, baby. We'll terrify you all night long. Are we going to do some more?
Yeah.
Oh. Deaf Nail?
It's my favorite. Yeah. Thank you.
leave me here alone. Wake up and save your skin. I said, hey, away. I am your purple bill.
Now land him in jail. just want to live in the rock and roll world. You say I'll never grow old. Cold-blooded. Cold-blooded, yeah.
Terrifying Experience, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. We're very happy to be here.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So the super sneaky, not-so-secret thing that I alluded to is that Louie, Elle, and Mitch, you are the Terrifying Experience, and then here in a few minutes, you're also going to be Team Void.
That's right.
Yeah, we change it up like that.
Yeah, Triumvirate Syndicate.
I love that. I love that.
Right. Thank you, Julia. Thanks for having us to release it onto the audience of Kaleidoscope. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit, since this is the Terrifying Experience's first time in the studio, and Team Void is making a returning visit. Let's talk a little bit about how it was that the three of you kind of came together to do these two, I would say, similar but diverging projects. There's like musical similarities, and then there's this point where they kind of veer off into their own thing. So how was it that the three of you kind of got together and decided to make it happen like this?
Well, I think it was probably a part of destiny and fate that it happened. I was kind of retired from music for a while, and I wasn't very happy about it, and I just kept thinking that maybe I need to start playing again. And my girlfriend Gwen, she said, "You should play some more. You shouldn't quit." And I'm like, "You're right, I shouldn't." And I just started looking for people to play with, and by the stroke of luck, man, I was at a Kinko's doing something, and I talked to a cat that played drums, and I asked him if he would play drums, and he said he could, and he was busy or whatever, but he said, "Well, I know somebody who might," And that's when he turned me on to Lou and Elle. And then, like, the next day they came over to my house and we drank a couple beers and did a couple things. And now here we are a year later and with the terrifying experience, Team Void.
I love that. I love that. So now, you guys didn't all play together back in the day at all?
Mitch and I, we had we've been running into each other, all throughout the years. You know, we were either in other bands playing together or, like we were in the amps together. Mm-hmm. And
I think we got in a couple knife fights together.
Yeah, that's right. It was.
As
yeah,
you
we
do.
Cut up a couple people, you know, but they forgave us, at least, their scars healed right, Mitch and I, we had a long,
storied and checkered past.
Yeah, exactly.
and now we have a storied and checkered future.
Exactly. So it was really fun, and it was real easy because we knew each other. And then Elle came along, and, she was playing bass in Team Void. And, of course, Bino and, Mitch hit it off, right away.
Yeah, you came along right after you got kicked out of Heart.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Nancy's like, flunk that girl. Get her out of here.
We had a good time, but it was time to divulge, and to diverge into different bands. So I'm glad I now have Tex and Team Void in my bag of tricks.
And now we call ourselves the Triumvirate du Rock. That means, three people in two bands.
I love that.
Right.
Well, I asked if, you guys had been playing together for a long time because watching you in the studio, the three of you are having, so much fun playing with each other, and you're so in sync with each other. It feels like, sometimes that can just happen, band members can just click, and sometimes, it's years and years and years of history, but it's definitely there with the three of you.
Oh, yeah, we had, almost an instant chemistry. I mean, when we first got together and started playing, they didn't know the songs that I was bringing to the table, and we just got together and said, here's the song, and I would kind of play the lick, and we just go off, and I like the fact that we can free form it, and we don't have to stick to a strict song structure. We can actually experiment and kind of diverge into another point of view. And sometimes in the live setting, especially, it's much easier to do. And it depends on how much you smoke or drink. And I think that depends on what point you're looking at eventually.
But it is so much fun because we do have so much fun. I think that's why we've only been together for about 8 months, and it's just so easy, so we're always smiling, so every time we get together, it's just like we have such a good time. There's no room for any negativity. It's just all, we get together, and Mitch writes for the Terrifying, and I write for Team Void, but now we're kind of complementing each other with both bands now, so we're working on two records. One Terrifying Experience is Slutty Karate. We got that coming out, which we have Cold-Blooded. We played a little bit for you. And Don't Hide Your Love. Mitch has got a little bit of a story about Don't Hide Your Love. We kind of, over the Christmas, we went to England, and we bumped into Izzy Bond of the Troggs. And it was really fun. He said he heard of the Terrifying Experience in Team Void, and he said we were top-notch. And, so we were talking. It was like their 50th anniversary. And he said, hey, I've got a song for you guys. And the Troggs wrote Don't Hide Your Love. So
nice.
So that's going to be on Slutty Karate.
Yeah, Izzy's a great dude, man. He was very generous and very kind. And we drank a lot of Guinness, I believe. A lot of black and tans too.
Yep.
and then Team Void, he found out, Team Void is the same band, so we have Curse the Rock the Living coming out, so, and that's a little bit of a harder lucha rock, than we have had before.
Nice, very nice. So I was going to ask a little bit about sort of how you guys write it, or whether which song goes to which band is kind of dictated by who's writing it, because with the Terrifying Experience, there's definitely that hard rock thing happening, that great garagey, hard, guitar bass thing. And then you're kind of veering into, from what I could hear it, a lot of classic punk. Whereas with Team Void, as I have heard you over the years, same hard rock, garagey guitar, bass, and then veering more into that kind of surf territory. So are you guys kind of like picking up on each other's vibe, or are you trying to stay pretty intentional about, like, you know, this is the style for Terrifying Experience and this is the style for Team Void?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. We are picking up each other's styles. So actually, like, as Mitch became the drummer of Johnny X, you know, in Team Void, you know, you could definitely hear more of an edge, you know. Not saying that the drummers in the past, you know, they were all different and great in their own way. But it's great to be a trio because, you know, we have our own jobs to do. And, you know, we could go out there in space and then kind of come together. And then Mitch, you know, it was actually when I met Mitch, I knew he was a great guitar player, you know, guided by voices, all kinds of bands, you know. But I didn't know he was a drummer. So actually when he sat behind the drum kit, he really blew us away. So we're like, oh, this is a natural. Well, we're playing for you, so now you got to play for us.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, plus, you twisted my arms and about broke it.
Yeah, it is two against one automatically. So, like, I've brought
hold me down. Too.
Right.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, but a lot of violence.
Like, I've brought together like some lyric ideas, and then it's really awesome because then Mitch will come over with the whole guitar lineup for it, for Terrifying Songs.
Yeah, he wrote an anthem for us. I'm always, you know, been known to coin the phrase cold-blooded, you know, but now we're the cold-blooded.
We're the CBMF.
Yeah. Couldn't be more fun.
There you go.
CBMF.
People sometimes call us the cold-blooded MFs, if you know what I mean.
It's all right.
Yeah, but it could be more fun.
Awesome, awesome.
So I'll go with that.
And so the other advantage of being two bands in one as a trio has to be the fact that it makes touring, like, I would assume easier because you can be kind of two bands on the same bill with only three people and three people's worth of equipment.
This is true. There's two guitarist equipment, but the others
the Oregon
do work.
Express, we're going to kind of prove that, you know, on Saturday.
Prove that equation.
You know? Yeah, so it is, like, you know, really easy for the setup. You know, there's, like, you know, no, people don't have to wait, like, a half hour until another band strikes and then another band's on. You know, so, you know, we have a show that, you know, is, you know, flows kind of, you know, in a continuity, you know, from both bands. So it is a really cool and really fast. So I'm, you know, we've got one up.
And that's Saturday night at the Oregon Express. You can see both the Terrifying Experience and Team Void live on the stage. And then kind of moving forward into the spring, you guys are going to be helping Tobin Sprout wrap up his tour in May. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I just kind of reached out to Toby and when I found out he was going to tour for his new album, The Universe and Me. And I kind of expressed interest in if it was possible to play together with him again. I mean, he's one of my favorite musicians I've ever played with, and just a super nice guy, and I love his new record. It's great. And now we get a chance to actually play with him on his tour, and I'm very honored and happy to do that. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Our shows are going to be fun. I think we might be doing two more shows in Cleveland and Chicago. I don't know if it's up in the air right now or not, but that's kind of the plan right now.
Awesome. And those dates, as we have them right now, are May 26th and 27th. The Friday night, the 26th, these guys will be at the Big Bar Room in Columbus. And then the Saturday, the 27th, at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis. And that's part of Tobin Sprout's tour, which actually gets started on April 20th. So if people want to keep tabs on the albums and where you guys are going to be, what's the best way for them to connect with y'all online?
Well, like social sites that we have, Juliet, you know, of course, you know, we have the social sites like Facebook, Reverb Nation. We both have band camps that you can listen to both of our music, both, you know, bands and, you know, pick up our music, you know, there. We also have a really cool line of
Really cool merchandise. You know, we got some Triumvirate T-shirts that glow in the dark.
Ooh.
You know, and actually, the band has just been tattooed by Chad Wells.
Oh man, you know. Look at that!
Yeah, so
oh, that's awesome.
You know, the CBMF. You know, so.
Love it.
Yeah, the Red Chad. He was awesome. We just played there actually. Last first Fridays, we were there with Ralph Walters. He was a luchador, kind of, you know, painter. And actually, he painted a picture of Team Boyd. It was really awesome. And then Chad bought it for us and then is now, you know, giving it to us as the show ends on the, you know, at the end of this month. But it's been a great. And also, we did a tattoo shoot for the first opening for Chad Wells's place. And Bill Cunningham did some pictures of both bands, and it was really, really cool.
Oh, yeah. Nice. As part of that Tattooed Rocker show that
they
opened
right.
up the shop
That's
with.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was really an honor, and it's an honor to be tattooed by, you know, the Reverend Chad Wells.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, guys? We heard the terrifying experience. Shall we listen to some Team Void?
Sure. We can yes. go south to the border.
All right. Going to let these guys get to their instruments, do a bit of a switcheroo here as Mitch is going back on drums and Louie is taking the helm on guitar. And I want to remind you that we've got the Terrifying Experience and Team Void in the house here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They're going to be performing April 1st. At the Oregon Express, that is Saturday night, and it is going to be quite the rock and roll party, if I do say so myself. And we've also got coming up in May, they're going to be playing with Tobin Sprout as part of his tour for his new album. It's May 26th and 27th in Columbus and Indianapolis, respectively. And we've got links up to them and all this info on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and connect with both of the bands. Keep tabs on these upcoming albums because you're going to want to get your hands on those. Looks like we're just about set here for more rock and roll live on Kaleidoscope. We are, as Louis said, going to go south of the border with our good friends, returning guests, Team Void. And you guys can take it away whenever you're ready. Team Void, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Let's hear a couple more, guys.
Watches the dove.
Team Void, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can check out Team Void and The Terrifying Experience this Saturday night at the Oregon Express. We've got all the details up on Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. You can also see them as part of Tobin Sprout's tour for his new album. They'll be in Columbus on May 26th and in Indianapolis on May 27th. All the details and ways to connect with both bands. Keep tabs on these upcoming albums at Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Mitch, L. Louie, thank you guys so much for coming on the show tonight.
We appreciate it. We had so much fun. It was a triumphant good night. Time.
Thank you, guys.